Greetings, this is James Gillen with EduWiz Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the East City Ranch. It's great to be back, and I've been traveling all throughout Mexico, as most of you know who've been tuned into the show, and we've had a lot of interesting guests. I talked to some people that were very involved in the Mayan calendar and a group that was forming some intentional communities, and I'm trying to think of all the different people I met, but we had the Huichol Center on, and that was a great interview talking about the local and the Huichol tribe. And you know, I asked them, I said, should I refer to them as the Huichol Nation? And they said, no, the tribe. You know, so we referred to them as the Huichol tribe. And I got to meet with some of the shamans and participate in some of the ceremonies and healings and things of that nature. So it was quite an experience. And, you know, it just kind of broadened my other Native American experiences. I've done a lot of ceremony and sweat lodges and vision quests and things of that nature. So it's just kind of added to that experience. But, you know, it's been great, the travels. I've met a lot of wonderful people, and we've kind of spread the information and the energy and connected a lot of people into this new cosmic energy that's coming in, these higher beings, the plating energy and things of that nature. So they've very much opened it, let's say welcomed it with open arms and loved the experiences that came with it. So it's been quite a trip, and I'm glad to be back, although I left about 90-degree weather to come back to, you know, wake up in the morning to 20 degrees with snow on the ground, and it's quite a shock to the system to come back to that kind of climate change, you might say. But it's been quite an interesting trip. A lot of people are experiencing some huge fluxes of energy right now, and I know there's something heavy going on. I got a couple emails recently. I haven't been able to go into it deeper, but there's something major going on with the Earth's grid and the magnetic fields of the Earth right now, and they're in major flux. Something big is going on, and that might be why a lot of people are having these experiences. I also, you know, have a strong feeling that we are getting the heaviest chemtrails we've experienced here. It was like layer upon layer upon layer of chemtrails, and everybody's getting sick and coming down with headaches and runny noses and having all kinds of incredible mood swings as well. So I don't know which one is affecting people, but definitely hang in there. I'm sure this will be over in a little bit, and I don't know if it's hard for the chemtrails or these huge fluctuations in the magnetic fields or what's going on, but something major is going on right now on many different levels. There's a lot of people that ask me to talk about, you know, everybody's really pro-Obama and pro-this and pro-that, and one question we have to ask, you know, as if Obama is our commander-in-chief, then he would have, supposedly, control over the Air Force, which is spraying these chemtrails. And Dennis Kucinich and a lot of other people have gotten involved with this, senators, and they've written legislation to stop the chemtrails, which fell flat on its face. And I don't know why people aren't up in arms about this. There's a lot of people in our area, in Portland, there's flyers everywhere, where they're trying to stop the chemtrails. In Canada, they tried to stop the chemtrails. But what's showing up in these chemtrails is a toxic soup, and now they're starting to find some radioactive material, and they're finding human red blood cells and every kind of chemical you think of. And remember that our bodies react through chemicals. Even our emotions can be chemically driven. So if they're spraying the right chemicals out there, they can actually drive people into a lot of anger and sadness and frustration and create all kinds of chaos just through spraying and using HARP, which also sends an energy signature, which can also pretty much do the same thing. So anyway, we've got some pretty psychotic things going on in our government, and hopefully people can stand up and start putting some pressure in that area. You know, it'd be great to have the UFO disclosure happen and them to finally come clean, which looks like that's where they're going to go. But, you know, the real issues are to stop this, you know, program of chemtrails and a lot of the genocide that's happening around the planet. There's some real psychopaths on the highest levels up there pulling the strings, and they have no respect for life on any level. So it's time for the people to rise up and just say enough is enough in that area. I'm trying to think, there's a few other things. There's a lot of UFO activity happening around the planet right now. We've seen some really good footage from Spain just recently that we put up on our site. And I put it up on the As You Wish site as well, so you can check it out there. But they're getting footage everywhere. And, you know, for those of you who have been are on the email list, you know, I sent an email out to see why, for some reason, we're having difficulties like with some of the major UFO communities, because they have actually, you might say, have just totally ignored E-SETI whatsoever. We haven't been on coast to coast for a couple of years now, and there's a lot of major events and incredible things happening here. We're getting footage of giant triangles flying over. We've got footage of them actually hovering over people on the ground, and we put that together in a video. And we're getting just amazing coverage of all of this, but it just seems that for some reason that's not important to coast to coast. We had Robbie Williams here, you know, for those who don't know about him, he's a major UFO pop star, you know, as big as the Beatles, basically, was here, and he came with Above Top Secret, and they got some amazing footage of the ships. They got some daylight footage with infrared, and they got to capture the sound of the ships as well, which was incredible. And all of this was actually made known and shown to George Knapp and some of the other people there, so they have all of this information, along with Paranormal State coming in and making a visit to the ranch, and we actually filmed UFOs that came in right on cue, exactly when I said they would, and they came in, and they had the cameras pointed exactly where we said they would appear, too, and both their psychic, Chip Coffey, and myself both got the exact same message that they would be appearing at 10 o'clock to the east. And I was telling them it was a little more northeast, closer to the mountain, to have the cameras aiming there. And sure enough, they did come in, and they appeared right exactly where they said they would. So, you know, as far as this being a hoax or saying there's no contact happening here or all of this is, you know, somebody's elaborate scheme or something is just beyond ridiculous, because we have several thousand witnesses that have been here, and we have triple PhD Boeing engineers and Air Force base commanders and pilots and air traffic controllers, and people from all walks of life have come here. They've seen the ship. We've had over 300 people at a time witness incredible flyovers where they pulsed everybody on the ground. So when you have that kind of evidence and you have the video and the photographs to back it up, it's pretty much a done deal, which brings us to the next topic, is why on Earth, coast to coast, would continue to have somebody like Seth Shustak of SETI on there, who constantly raves that there is no evidence whatsoever, and there's no footage, no evidence. And, you know, he said that, you know, we don't have any evidence whatsoever that UFOs are here or have been interacting with the people on Earth, and he's still taking his little radio telescopes and shooting them out in space with billion-dollar funding, and when they're flying around in our own backyard. So anyway, the footage is there. Anybody that does any kind of internet search whatsoever, there's some amazing footage. There's some hoaxes out there, too. But there is some real footage actually shot by TV crews when they're doing certain commercials or covering certain events, and UFOs appeared in the events. So there's no denial that this is happening. The evidence is overwhelming. It's been going on, you know, since recorded history. And it's in all the frescoes. It's, you know, it's in the Egyptian pyramids. It's recorded throughout every, you know, ancient book. Every ancient religious text talks about off-world visitors. So especially the Vedic scriptures, they give descriptions of the craft and the beings on the craft and the different types of craft and in-depth descriptions. Some are physical ships, some are energy ships, some are light ships, and some are just, you know, vehicles of pure consciousness that travel around. So So anyway, it's all out there, Seth, so I don't know which rock you've been living under or which little cubicle you've kept yourself buried in, but you might want to, like, look out the window once in a while or get on the Internet or see what's going on out in the world because, you know, to continue to sponsor these federal liars and disinformation agents on coast to coast, I think is pretty embarrassing, and I don't even know how they would even have this guy on again and again like they do. There's some other people involved, too. We've had some real problems with the International UFO Reporting Center, where they've moved events. They've refused to post events that happened here. And a lot of witnesses had encounters, and they called them in, and they were laughed at and told, you know, tell us when the little green men come out. And that was actually aired on Coast to Coast. One guy said he did. He goes, why don't you call this into the, you know, the International UFO people, you know, reporting center, and he says, I did, and the guy laughed at me, you know. So it's not as if they don't know. So something's afoot there. I don't know what. I don't know if they're just in denial. I don't know who's doing the programming there. But it's really gone downhill, and I'm getting a flood of emails from people saying, what happened to Coast to Coast? Why did they even put this nonsense on anymore? So I don't know if they're trying to crash their listenership and crash their program. They're doing a damn good job. But that's why stations like CBS and As You Wish Talk Radio are here to bring you out the real truth and the real information and not sugarcoat it. But the bottom line is the ships are here, and we've got thousands of witnesses. We have probably God knows how many hours of footage now. I've lost track. And photographs and thousands of eyewitnesses that have seen the ship. So I think, you know, it's time for maybe Nori to come out and say hi to Yusetti and experience the ships himself, like he's promised to do on many, many occasions, but we haven't seen him yet. So anyway, there's something interesting connection here. I've been seeing that I have people on the inside and people that, you know, worked for Navy intelligence, and they said that they have a handle on all of pretty much the outlets where this information is coming out. And the major conferences and a lot of the major talk shows and things of that nature, they seem to have their fingers on the controls of those talk shows. So a lot of times when you track things out, it all goes back to ex-military people and Navy people, and there does seem to be a link, which Alfred Weber seemed to come up with as well. So there's something, you know, not right there that just isn't quite right. And although we're getting flooded with emails, when's the next time you're coming on Coast to Coast? I don't have any answers for that. They know we're here. We've offered them to, you know, bring Robbie Williams on. We've offered to you know, Paranormal State to give that information out, all of this, above top secret, you know, handed him the footage and showed him firsthand. And obviously they have some kind of an issue with Yusetti and the fact that we are for real and have the evidence to back it up. So maybe the fear and suspense just needs to keep going. Maybe that's what pays the bills. Who knows? But anyway, there's definitely something not right there, and I don't know, you know, who's behind it, but the only thing I can say, it's definitely not an oversight. So that's the answer to that question. We put an email out and told everybody to write in and see if they could get me back on the show. And out of the literally hundreds of people that wrote in, not one of them got a response. So you'd think you would get one response, you know, but not one person got a response. So it seems to be there's either a blacklist or they're avoiding or they just don't answer their email, you know, I don't know what's going on, but again, it's a little strange. There's a lot of other things going on. It's right now I'm just seeing that the Pleiadians and the higher beings, the off-worlders that are coming from the higher dimensions, are definitely up in the ante, and they're working through the grid, you might say, the grid of consciousness and energy grid here. And they're really amping up the grid, and they work with natural cycles as well. And I was just watching an interview with a man that in Brazil, where apparently a ship came down and they instructed him where to go and to walk down this trail, and he did. And he met up with two couples, and they're plating. And they gave him a long talk about what was happening with the planet. And he said they were deeply concerned with the planet and where we are going. And they said there definitely are going to be some severe earth changes coming up in the future, and we need to be aware of them. And they said they're going to happen much faster than scientists believe. But they said at the same time as these earth changes are coming, a new world is being born. And so they said that, you know, it's great to pay attention and be sure and be safe up, you know, get yourself through 2012 when the big shift happens. And we move into a whole different world, you might say, or a dimension. But, you know, basically they said between now and 2012 that there's going to be a lot of changes coming. And even our scientists now are saying that. They're starting to say that this next solar cycle is going to, you know, come with a vengeance, and we're probably going to lose our electrical grid and anything with a computer chip in it. And it's also going to, you know, create some severe weather and an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity, and all of the above that's tied into these solar cycles is going to unfold. So I know there's a lot of people out there that are giving the old feel-good message, nothing to worry about, we're all going to hold hands and skip into the fifth dimension. I really don't think it's going to happen that way, and if you're along the coast when things start shaking and the continents start rising and falling and we go through a 3-degree polar shift, you know, which is 200 miles overnight, you're not going to be skipping and dancing into the fifth dimension. You know, you might be floating up to the, you know, the fifth dimension. I don't know where you're going to go after you leave this plane, but, you know, it's we are going to go through some changes. And I've asked them again and again and again, you know, when I hear these messages, has something changed? Are we going to skip the physical earth changes? And with all, and they said, well, the earth needs to go through them, and it's part of her destiny to go through these changes. So it's good to prepare on every level and not to do it out of fear, but lovingly and joyously prepare and gather together in communities of like mind and keep your focus on the highest, you know, levels of consciousness, and you'll get through. But as long as you flow with the changes and flow with your own inner guidance and make your own personal God connection, and, you know, you'll be fine getting through these changes. But when you get into fear and you get into attachment and you want to hang on to this, the old world and the way it exists now, especially the economy, the way things are going, you know, you're going to have some experiences or some lessons, and some lessons can be very hard ones. So, you know, it's time to lovingly and joyously prepare without attachment, make our own personal connection, and go with the flow. You know, just, you know, listen to your own inner guidance and see what it's telling you. Because we just had another 4.3 quake off the Oregon coast, and I've been telling people to watch that area because there's actually a volcano erupting underneath the waters there, and they're not talking too much about that, but it's continually to move there. There's a lot of quake activity, and if that keeps speeding up, this, you know, we're going to have an experience along the coastlines in that area. But there's other areas as well. When I was in Sayulita, they had I think it was a 4.0, might have been a 4.1, I'm not sure, quake. And what's interesting, I was laying there, and at first I thought a big truck was going by, and it was right off the coast of where I was staying. And then I go, wait a second, that's not a truck. And then I heard the building kind of like creaking and groaning a little bit I was in, and I go, but I felt fine through it. I go, oh, no, that's just a little one, you know, and then it stopped. And, you know, I went outside and talked to a lot of people, and, you know, a lot of people felt it, and they go, hey, did you hear that? Did you feel that? And I said, yeah. And, you know, just a little reminder while I was down there that you know, things are still moving and the earth is still expanding. There's a lot of things going on. One is that when the earth goes through a shift, the what happens is that if we go through a physical pole shift, there's any movement, what's going to trigger this is the poles. And the poles are melting rapidly, despite what some people are trying to say. It's not happening, it's happening. And the melting of the poles is actually creating a wobble, and the wobble is increasing. And so as long as that wobble keeps increasing, it's wobbling more and more and more, and eventually the Earth is going to have to straighten itself out. And as it's wobbling, you know, it finally straightens it out. It's going to do a partial pole shift. And when it does this partial pole shift, and what I'm getting from my friends and on the other side, you might say, they're talking about a 3-degree pole shift for the first one. And that would be 200 miles, and they say it's going to happen overnight. So our area here, we're going to be going south overnight, about 200 miles. And we're up very high, and so we're in really good shape. So there's not really a problem. But where we are, we're located in a really good place, and we've got Mount St. Helens not too far away that blew its top, and now it's an open valve taking off the pressure of our area. But with this shift, when the poles do shift, you got to remember that if you go overnight 200 miles, you know, very quickly, the oceans have to go somewhere. It's like having a glass of water in your hand, and if you shove the water forward, where does the water go? It comes up over your hand and up on your wrist and your arm, and that's kind of what's going to be happening. So, you know, we need to think wisely about that. And also, too, there's about a 42, I believe, or 41 mile or kilometer bulge at the equator because of the Earth spinning process actually creates a bulge at the equator. And so if the equator changes, then continents are going to be moving up and down in like a pumping action. So it's good to know that, you know, when the Earth starts moving like this and resetting itself and realigning, you know, with the new equator, there is going to be a lot of movement and a lot of shaking and a lot of quakes like we've never seen before. Can this be avoided? Possibly. Can we do it through intention? Possibly. If enough people got together and focused on moving into a different timeline or changing that reality, possibly. Are we doing it now? I'd say no. You know, are we still warring? Yes, we are. Are we still financing the war industry and all this crazy stuff going on? Yes, we are. Do we still have total secrecy going on, you know, with our government and a total misappropriation of funds? And are the greedy still getting their big piece of the pie? And is there, still a total uneven dispersal of wealth? Yes, there is, you know. So I could see if we, as a society or as a nation or as a civilization, you might say, rose to the occasion and shifted in consciousness and energy and asked for help, we could get a lot of divine intervention would lessen these events. But as it is set right now, I really don't see that happening. I see some of it being lessened, but overall, the Earth needs to do this. She needs to balance herself out. Now, in England and the European states are having record colds there and undergoing some real severe weather there, and that's because the Atlantic current is shutting down, and it's shutting down because of the melting of the poles and all the fresh water coming in. And so that pump action or that Atlantic current is closing down, and the warm waters that come and keep Europe together and keep it nice and warm and cozy are not coming up like they used to. So that's why they're experiencing the big chills that they're having right now. And that's not going to decrease. It's going to increase. And it is, the Atlantic current is down as much as almost 50% now. And it could be even going down more as we go further into the future. But, when you put all this together and you combine the science with the prophecies and, you know, it all gives us the big picture, and I've got some information on the Mayan calendar, and I've talked to several people that are very up on the Mayan calendar and different aspects of it, and they all pretty much agree that what they're saying is that you know, is that we are, now this is, now some people say, well, if you're using the Gregorian calendar, then, you know, this stuff already happened and it's really 2012 now. You know, I've heard a lot of these statements, but from the people that really got into the Mayan calendar, it's different than the Gregorian calendar. And what's interesting now, according to these experts, it ends in 2012. So I think it's December 21st, 2012. Some say 2011. You know, there's a little difference. But what's interesting is that we're going to go through this massive solar cycle 24, which is going to end around 2012. And the solar cycle that the scientists are talking about is going to be the biggest one we've ever experienced that in recorded history. And the scientists now are the ones that are saying that we're probably going to lose a lot of our satellites. We're going to lose anything with a chip in it and probably the electrical grid. So this is now coming from our scientists. And when we get these massive solar cycles, there's huge political changes. There's severe weather. And there's major earth changes that follow it. It's all tied into these solar cycles. And the Mayan calendar is tied into these solar cycles, and it's also tied into an alignment with the Pleiades. Go figure. You know, so it seems that, now according to some of these people, they say these calendars were actually given to them by the Pleiadians. So it depends on who you talk to. And I think it's interesting that right now we're having all these communications coming in from the Pleiades, and they're talking about this major shift that's coming in, and that, you know, we're in the middle of it, and they're saying it's going to happen much faster than some of the scientists, you know, are talking about. Now, the scientists were talking about the poles melting, the polar meltdown, you might say. They're talking about this happening in 50 years before. And now they're saying, well, it looks like it's going to be happening at least 7 times faster than we figured. And now they're saying, look, it might, you know, it might be missing the North Pole as soon as this next fall coming up. So anyway, there's just all kinds of craziness going on, and it's real erratic. You know, because they'll go on a major meltdown, then they have a deep freeze, and then we get these incredible heating up of the planet, and all the hot air goes to the equators and rises there, and it pulls in the cold air from the poles. So that creates a severe weather, the cooling off effect. And so we're all over the place in weather, and everything is erratic. And one thing we can all agree on is the weather is totally unpredictable. And it is, and that's the dynamics of these changes that we're going through. It's also important to realize as well that our heliosphere is actually, it's actually pulling itself in, you might say, which is interesting. It used to be glowing. Its leading edge was glowing almost 1,000 times brighter, and all the planets are actually producing about 4 times more light reflection. They're getting brighter. They're going through atmospheric changes. So this is not just the Earth, and it's not just cars that are doing this, although we should clean up our act and drive different vehicles, more Earth-friendly technologies, which are really here on the planet already. But it's not so much the cars doing it. It's a much bigger event that's going on. And, you know, it's not a matter of prophecy. It's not a matter of crazy people, you know, having visions. It's a matter of science now. And so now the science is catching up with prophecy, and it's all unfolding. In the books that I wrote back in 1982, it talks about all these changes happening and the increase in earthquake and volcanic activity, the severe weather, you know, the fires, everything. It talks about all of this. In the eSETI news list, we've been putting out this information for quite a long time, and so it's been out there. We've been giving this information about these changes to come, and for those who've seen the California wildfires and the Australian wildfires, they know it's here, you know, that these things are happening, and when you have changes in the weather, you know, this is going to be happening. It's just part of the process. What I want to do now is I want to give the call-in numbers for anybody that wants to call in, that anybody that's had any kind of other information coming in or visions or contacts or you know, anything you want to talk about. The worldwide number is 888-815-9756. The USA number is 877-876-5227. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. So if anybody wants to call in with any of their premonitions or any of their contact information, or if you've seen some shifts, or you just have a gut feeling that something's up and you want to share it, go ahead and call those numbers. I'll give those numbers again for those who didn't have a pen with them. The worldwide number is 888-815-9756. The USA number is 877-876-5227. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. So feel free to call in if you want to talk about, you know, some of your own gut feelings, your own experiences, or if you've had any sightings, and we'll just move on to some of the other topics. You know, the economy is something that a lot of people are talking about, and you know, it's pretty obvious right now that it's not fixable. You know, that's the old world, and that's the old world moving out, and you know, it's time to get back into nature and live in harmony with each other and the planet, and maybe start forming some communities and get close to the ground and simplify. Because if you think you're going to keep going with the stock market and keep making money in those arenas, and if you think the dollar is going to hold itself up, I just don't see it happening. You know, not with, you know, they have printed so much money, and it's just losing its credibility, you might say, and all it takes is the people, you know, finally just to stop believing it, because it has no intrinsic, you know, there's no substance to it. There's nothing backing it anymore. So it's just a piece of paper backed on people believing that it has value. So you know, basically, when you print that much money and keep flooding the market with it, and the, you know, there's no change, and it keeps going to the same greedy pockets, what they're doing is they're just, you know, it's like, you know, when you get an animal and you have all these ticks and leeches on it, and pretty soon they're just covered with ticks and leeches, pretty soon they're dead, you know. So, you know, that's, we've got too many, you know, ticks and leeches on the earth animal right now. We have a caller. Welcome to As You Wish.
Hi, Jane.
Yes, I can barely hear you.
Hey, what's up? I don't know if you're familiar with Patrick at your ranch.
Yes.
Yeah, Patrick, I spoke with him about, I think, around 3 weeks ago, and I'm new. I'm 19 years old. I live in Maryland, and I'm a well-known hip-hop artist, and I'm planning this summer to come and visit your ranch. And
great.
I just wanted to say hi, and I really appreciate what you're doing, because before I even, you know, heard about you, in middle school, I started doing my research because I was always interested in the UFOs, and I've never really could talk to anybody with, you know, with it. But I was wondering, you know, could you give me some more information about the ETs?
Yeah, which ones did you want to? I mean, there's so many different groups out there.
Well, the good ones, I'll say.
Yeah, that's what I like to focus on. You know, a lot of the beings the more benevolent ones are, most of them are coming from a whole different dimension, like the fifth, sixth, or seventh dimension, even on up. And a lot of the Palladians, and there's an Orion Council of Light, and a lot of the Arcturians, they're all coming from, like, fifth and sixth dimension. And
okay.
Some of the Andromedans are coming from the seventh dimension, and they're all different. And we have some that can drop into this dimension, become part of our reality here as well, this third dimension, they have the technology to do that, so they can actually come from a higher dimension and drop in on us. but it's really hard for them to be here because they're so sensitive, and the earth energy is so dense, and the consciousness mm-hmm. here is hard on, you know, for them to be here. So if we create places, you know, little pockets, you might say, where we hang on to the higher consciousness and energy and these vortexes and maintain the energy here and, you know, live in harmony with each other and the land and, you know, focus on love and joy and bliss and send that out, you know, those are the places that they're going to be contacting. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people think the government is hiding everything. Well, believe it or not, the government doesn't know a lot about the higher dimensional beings because they haven't had access to them.
Absolutely.
They haven't risen to the occasion. The only ones that they've really dealt with are a lot of the low-level contacts. And, you know, you know that they, is the old saying, is the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. But, you know, I would incorporate it into your music, you know, and start waking people up.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking to Patrick, you know, with just basically before I started, because I just got off of TV, I was trying to, I want to, like, create a message to people. I was also thinking about it while I'm writing, somehow create a message, or if I get really good TV, use that to my advantage and just talk about that, you know, just...
Yeah, we've got... you know, if you want to do a video, we'll give you the footage you need and the sound of the ships and everything else, you know, to help you out with that, you know, and reach a lot of people and just put a positive message in it. You know, if you just focus on love and joy and bliss when you're writing and just think about them, you'll be surprised. They'll inspire you to you know, on what to write and how you can reach more people, and we'll definitely help you out in that arena.
Cool. One more question. I was wondering, how can I get in contact with them, too? I know meditation is number one, if I'm correct. But I was wondering, what do you think? If it's a good start, you know?
Well, you know, meditation with intention is the best. And if you can go within and just think of something that, or a time in your life that you were just really happy or something that really brings you joy, or bliss, or think of somebody you really care about or love, and then take that energy, build that up in your heart, and then send it up out through your crown, just release it out into the universe and send it to them with the intention of having contact. You'll be surprised. You know, it might take a while, but the more you do it, pretty soon you'll just be resonating, you know, on their level and can come and connect with you, and they'll start showing their ships to you from a distance usually at first. And as you get more accustomed to the energy, they'll get closer and closer.
Cool. All right, cool. Well, I mean, my name is Potential. My real name is Sean Stewart. I'm known as Potential around here.
Okay.
Yeah, did Patrick tell you? I don't know if he did or not.
Yeah, I'm just catching up on everything. I've been in Mexico, and I just got home, and I have about a bazillion messages and emails and everything else. So I think he did mention something, but I'll have to look more into it. But, yeah, you're welcome to come up. And you know, one of the best ways, because the energy is so high here, is when people come here, they go through a transformation, and they have their own experience, and it's much easier to connect to them when you're here. You know, in this area, just because we've been working with them for so long.
Cool. All right, well, I'm going to keep on listening to your radio show now, so I want to thank you. It's nice talking to you. It was a pleasure and blessing talking to you.
Yeah, and if we can help you in any way, just let us know. We've got some killer sound, especially a nice low bass beat for you of the mothership.
Oh, really?
Coming in. Yeah, it's on our website. If you go to eSETI and look at Sound of the Ships or whatever, click over on the left side, and it'll say Videos and Sound of the Ships. You can click on it, and you need some really good speakers that have a bass to them, because usually the laptop speakers can't even play it. It's so deep. So try it out and see what it sounds like to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm always on this your site every day.
Okay.
Looking for some new stuff, you know.
Yeah, we're going to be updating a lot on the site here real quick. I just got back, and there's so much new information that I need to get on there. But we have a lot of upcoming events that I need to looks like Paranormal State's coming back out, and we have a Hawaiian Kahuna's coming out in May, and just all kinds of things coming up.
That's great.
Be teaching some Kunlun classes here, too. It's a very ancient form. It's like Qigong. It's very, very ancient, and it's a form of building your energy and working with the earth element.
That's awesome, awesome. I'm excited. Well, I mean, I was wondering if you, would you like one of my websites where you can check out my music? And
yeah, you can go ahead and give your website.
Well, you can go to www.myspace.com/potential08. Yeah, potential 08.
Okay.
And I'm going to put some videos of me performing. And yeah, and the one, check on Google too. Search in Google Fresh TV 48, and I'm the third act. That's the one that was aired on TV.
Oh, nice.
Which, you know, a side of what I do. Because I'm a dancer, hip hop artist, and I sing. So just kind of do everything.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be good to get that out there. There's, you know what's interesting? You know, the number one thing searched on the internet is sex, basically. And number two is UFOs.
Really?
Yeah, and so you've already got a market. You know, the market's there, you know, so just put hip-hop UFO or
yeah,
UFO,
I'm thinking of something. Yeah,
something.
The hip-hop alien artist or something, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. So your market's there already.
Yep.
Amazing.
I'm excited, and but basically, I was wondering if you can give me more of an insight, because you said the UFOs would probably increase in showing. Like, when do you think that'll, you know, come? Like, do you think?
Yeah, you know, it's already started. It's still not hitting the press, but you have seen, you know, a lot of the stuff is coming on Larry King, and a lot of the military people are all coming forward and speaking up. And so it is getting out there on one level. The exopolitics people are really pushing for disclosure, and it looks like Obama's going to do it. You know, I think he's going to go ahead and say, okay, enough of the cover-up. We're going for transparency. Well, I'm sorry, was I?
I said I hope so.
Yeah, yeah. So I think he's going to, you know, he's in a position where he's got, you know, and the public is behind him. You know, at times CNN poll said well over 80% of the people believe UFOs exist, and there is a government cover-up. So there's really no sense in the government covering it up anymore because it's over. I mean, it failed, and they know that. So I think they're also going to be stepping up the sightings to put pressure on them, like the, you know, Stevensville in Texas, and, you know, the Phoenix Lights, and the Fife Simonson came out and said, you know, these were not, they were otherworldly. He's never seen anything like it, and he's a pilot as well. He was the governor of Arizona there, or Phoenix. So anyway, they you know, they've got top people. Paul Hillier, that used to be the Ministry of Defense with, I think, Canada, he came out and he said, look, you know, they're here, we know they're here, and it's time to release the files and come clean and bring the technology out to turn this planet around. So So a lot of very powerful people are all stepping up to the plate right now, and the sightings are increasing as well all over the world. And when you see, like, thousands of ships flying over Mexico and it's all on the news, you know, you have to wonder why we aren't seeing it, you know, in our news. And it's obvious, you know, that, the news is pretty much controlled. You know, it's happening around the world, and it's actually happening here in the States, and it's just not getting, you know, the major press that it should be getting.
Hmm. Are you familiar with Phil Snyder?
Yes,
Yeah, cause I just watched his whole lecture on, where he used to work for Area 51. He said, I don't know if he's correct or if I'm correct, but he said that he knows a lot, and he knows that the alien agenda is complete takeover by the year 2029. Is that true, or has it changed, or I don't know?
No, he's working with the government and working with the dark agenda, and they're also working with low-level contacts, And, you know, pretty much the fact of the matter is that they've pretty much already taken over. They've been here for a long time.
Yeah.
And a lot of the low-level ones have come in and really screwed up with our the whole system, you know. So, and they're being ushered out right now. So it's actually the opposite. It's the negative ones, the ones that are interfering with our free will and our highest and best good, are being ushered out right now by the more benevolent ones. And you know, some of them are going kicking and screaming, but, you know, the good news is the benevolent ones are coming in right now, and their access to creational energies and forces and, you know, if you want to get down and dirty, their weaponry is so much further advanced, you know, than these other guys, that it's no contest, basically. And, you know, we're still trying to shoot down the benevolent ones and steal their technology and back engineer it, you know, for the war industry. But it's not working now, and they know that. They know there's nothing they can do about these chips that are coming in now. So, you know, to me, in the interest of national security, it's time to make friends with somebody that is, you know, thousands of years ahead of you, if not millions, in technology and consciousness. It's not a real wise move to be firing at them when, you know, they could turn this planet into a cinder in a moment if they wanted to.
Interesting.
Yeah, definitely you have to come up and pay us a visit and see for yourself. That's what I always tell people. Don't take my word for it. Come see for yourself, and thousands have.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, get my whole family to come. But my mom's all like, you know, she doesn't believe it. I try to explain to her, and I really want her to come with me. But, I mean, I might come up with my little brother, because he's a strong believer. He's only 12 years old, and he knows.
Well, you know, tell her to read Ezekiel in the Bible, and then read Amos and Job, where they talk about the Pleiades.
Uh-huh.
And then go to the website and hit the frescoes on the website, the UFOs in History. And after somebody sees that, they go, wait a second, you know. And even the Pope, you know, and the Catholic Church is now saying that they're real, they're not to be demonized, and they're just part of the greater family of man. So if you, and even Billy Graham said, he called them God's other angels. So basically, even a lot of the, you know, religions are opening up to this. I know if you talk about it in, you know, to anybody that's involved in Hinduism or Buddhism, they know that they're real, that if they've gone and done the research. So most of the world knows they exist and know they're part of they've been part of our history since the beginning. But there's still people that are still playing, you know, they've kind of bought into the, it's kind of like a 60-year cover-up program where they try to get everybody to giggle at everybody that's seen one and demonize them or whatever.
Hmm.
Yeah, what happened is, in war, whoever wins the war is usually the person that has the best technology.
Yeah, that's
so in
true.
The interest of national security, you know, they're going to try to back engineer this stuff, and which they've been doing for over 60 years, and keep it quiet and keep it a secret. And so there's been a mass effort to make everybody look stupid or ridiculous or cover up, you know, the fact that UFOs are here and they do exist. And a lot of people bought into that. It was very successful, and now it's all coming unglued.
Do you think they're going to release it and just say, you know, well, the public needs to know by at least 2012?
Oh, definitely. Well, what's happening is the UFOs are going to do the disclosure, and that's already started. Between now and 2012, you're just going to see them everywhere, and it's going to escalate and get even more and more so. The media doesn't really have a choice, nor does the government, because, I mean, they've lost all credibility whatsoever in this matter. And the more they step up the program, they're going to be seen everywhere. And I think just a couple of years ago, they flew 12 ships right down the New Jersey Turnpike, you know, and police and everybody saw them. So it's just going to, they're going to keep doing events like that where they're just going to park. And they're going to park some of these huge ships over major cities and just sit there, and the other little ones are going to be zipping all over the place, and they're not going to be able to deal with it. They're going to have to reveal it, because when the whole city is looking up at it and you're not seeing it on the news, I mean, people are just going to get irate, and you know, if the newscasters want to have any credibility whatsoever, they're going to have to deal with it and start reporting on it.
Yep.
But anyway, yeah, you'll have to come up and check it out. And anyway, we're almost out of time here. We've just got about a little over a minute left.
Oh, I mean, I didn't want to. Is somebody else calling in?
What then?
Is there somebody else calling in? Because I didn't want to talk for too long.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll catch you when you come on up.
Yeah.
So thanks for calling in, and good luck with your music.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
It looks like we're just about out of time. We've got maybe 1 minute left. And I want everybody to see if you can get over to the eSETI website and look at some of the new things. If you can, grab the books and videos there. They cover all of this that we're talking about, the Earth changes, the UFOs, their origins and intentions, the different groups. You know, The Ultimate Soul Journey covers a lot of this as well, the latest book. And we've got some pretty incredible DVDs and a new one that we're just putting out that has the giant triangle ships, and actually they're landing on the ground, hovering right over people, and plasma ships, and you name it, all interacting with people. And now we're getting the orbs on video, the big light spheres interacting with people and flying through the trees and going against the wind and everything. So it's pretty amazing footage. I haven't seen it anywhere else, not even on the internet, and we'll be having that out soon to people as soon as we get the finished copy. But we have the promo copy out there for anybody that wants to see it and maybe have us on the show or any radio shows or TV shows as well. So we've reached the end of the hour. I can't thank enough everybody for listening. This is As You Wish Talk Radio with James Gillen signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.